A new drug, 10,000 times stronger than morphine, 100 times stronger than the deadly opioid fentanyl, is tearing through the Midwest, particularly Ohio, and headed for U.S. coasts. Carfentanil is legally used as an elephant tranquilizer, but now it's being sold to unsuspecting heroin addicts. Back in August, Cincinnati experienced 174 overdoses in just 6 days, believed to be related to carfentanil. There are test results pending. It's so dangerous it could be fatal to first responders. And there are fears it could be used for nefarious purposes. Commander Dennis Lowe is head of the Major Crimes Unit based out of Lancaster, Ohio, and president of the Ohio Narcotic Officer Association. And Commander Dennis, one of the problems we understand is there's the drug Narcan, which is used to reverse heroin overdoses, but it isn't effective against carfentanil, or you need huge amounts of it to work.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. And that's certainly a challenge for law enforcement. Typically, what we see with fentanyl exposures is that it takes multiple doses of naloxone or Narcan. And with carfentanil, there is plenty of information available that those drugs aren't effective with carfentanil. So for first responders and officers involved in drug enforcement, it presents a big challenge for us in terms of not only how we purchase through controlled drug buys or through seizures, through normal police work, the exposure risk that it presents to law enforcement, whether through field testing of those drugs or mishandling at those scenes. And we've had officers around the country that have suffered inadvertent exposures.
Tell us more about that, because you talk about there's undercover work, but there's also field testing when you get to a situation. And we understand that carfentanil can be fatal if it's just absorbed into a cut.
That's exactly right. And it presents a challenge for us with respect to it being you're able to absorb it through your skin or through inhalation. And I think that's the real hazard that it presents to law enforcement. And I think it's important for people to understand exactly how dangerous this drug is. We're talking about a drug with respect to fentanyl that a kilogram of fentanyl contains 50,000 lethal doses. A kilogram of carfentanil, the drug that we're speaking about, in a kilogram quantity, there are 50 million lethal doses of carfentanil in 1 kilogram. Mm. So the issue for us is that many of the users will take this drug, whether they've obtained it in powder form or it's obtained in a tablet form, and they grind it up. And when they grind it up, it becomes it has the ability to become airborne. And that's where we see a lot of potential for inadvertent exposures. And we've seen law enforcement officers throughout the country, in fact, in New Jersey and in Connecticut, East Coast cities that were exposed during law enforcement activity. It's actually been banned as a chemical weapon. That's how dangerous this drug is.
And it's just crazy, as some of your colleagues out there in the Midwest are saying. Who would, you know, what kind of a marketing strategy is this to kill your customers?
Well, unfortunately, what we see happening is people here in our area don't know that they're buying fentanyl or carfentanil. They believe that what they're purchasing and using is heroin or a stronger variety of heroin. And in fact, many of the people who traffic in this drug do so to support their own habits. And those people that are selling it don't even realize that what they have is fentanyl or carfentanil. Now, certainly the folks who are responsible for importing this drug into the United States and trafficking it throughout the country, they look at it as an opportunity to create a larger market share, if you will, because they can make their product go a lot further by cutting heroin or cocaine or methamphetamine and other drugs that we see with fentanyl and carfentanil. So they're able to increase their profits.
Well, we're hearing people in different areas, Hamilton County out there saying this is hitting us like a Mack truck. This is carfentanil in particular.
Yes, ma'am.
And the trade route is said to be something like, you know, Chinese manufacturers who make these synthetics, and then it goes to Mexican processors. It gets smuggled into the U.S. You know, those who are calling for stopping the drugs crossing the border are not wrong there. But it's also being mailed into the country, speaking particularly of the carfentanil, something that we don't even know. It has never been tested on humans. We don't even know what the lethal dose is.
That's exactly right. And, you know, in terms of how this drug gets here, not only are the cartel folks bringing it into the United States, but you're exactly right. You can go on the internet or the dark web and order these drugs.
And it's being mailed around the United States.
It is. We have postal workers that are handling these packages and unsuspecting people picking these things up. If you want to realize how dangerous this is, just take a little bit of flour and put it in a coffee grinder and grind it up and take the cap off, and you get a sense of how easily something that fine can be become airborne and dangerous. So it's really scary for us in law enforcement, not only the impact that we see with the users and those people battling addiction across the United States, but for the first responders and for people who live in these homes where these drugs are being used. I think that we're going to see a time here in the coming future where we'll see less and less heroin, maybe even heroin no longer is used, and it's all synthetics, fentanyl and carfentanil.
Well, as it gets more powerful, and I'm speaking of the carfentanil again, this an elephant tranquilizer.
Yes.
I'm thinking there's going to be more collateral damage. We know the children are
exactly
around.
Exactly right. And that's a real scare that we have, because, as you mentioned earlier, our EMS folks who are out there who respond to these unintentional overdoses are equipped with Narcan or Naloxone. And in many cases, those products aren't going to be effective in reviving those people. And I think we're going to see these deaths skyrocket across the country as this drug becomes more widely used and available.
Yeah. Well, as we said, it's right now in Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Western Pennsylvania, but it is probably coming to a town near you, no matter where you are. Carfentanil.
I fear that it is.
Yeah. Dennis Lowe, commander of the Major Crimes Unit in Ohio. Dennis, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.